It's great to be back together with you again today as we enjoy another day of life wherever we are. And that's what is great about having a podcast of each broadcast. There are people who are joining us from all over the world, so that what is shared here each day on radio can then be downloaded by people far beyond the boundaries of New England. If you're a person who prays for God to be known by all people everywhere, then please be praying for God Is and for me. I treasure your support by way of prayer. And if the Lord can somehow use God Is to draw people to Him, then I will be a very happy person. With all my heart, I want you to know who God is, because He will completely change and transform your life both here and now and in the life to come. You were created to worship Him, and so if you are seeking knowledge of the Holy One, you're in the right place. When we left off yesterday, I had asked you, who do you most want to be like? Who do you most want to be like? And I shared with you my passion to be most like God. By being mentored and discipled by Jesus Christ, God's Son, and my Master and Lord, I want to be shaped into Christ-likeness all the time. By saying this, I'm not suggesting this is easily done. I am a sinner who often fails to live like Christ, but I am engaged with God, and I do want to be more like Him today than I was yesterday. What about you? Who do you most want to be like? And one of the reasons I'm asking this is because, as we also heard yesterday, if we want to be like God, then we must be holy. Holiness is required of us if we want to be Christ-like. And let me reread the scriptures I shared with you yesterday from the book of Leviticus as a reminder, and also because I want to say something about them that I did not say last time. This is the Old Testament book of Leviticus. I'll start reading in chapter 11, the first part of verse 44. For I am the Lord your God, consecrate yourselves therefore, and be holy, for I am holy. And then verse 45, for I am the Lord who brought you out of the land of Egypt to be your God, thus you shall be holy, for I am holy. And then follow me over to Leviticus chapter 19 and verse 2, speak to all the congregation of the sons of Israel, and say to them, you shall be holy, for I, the Lord your God, am holy. And then over another chapter to Leviticus chapter 20 and verse 7, you shall consecrate yourselves therefore and be holy, for I am the Lord your God. And then, let's continue in Leviticus chapter 20 and verse 26, thus you are to be holy to me, for I, the Lord, am holy, and I have set you apart from the peoples to be mine. I've posted all of these references to the God Is Facebook and Twitter feeds. God Is, W-E-Z-E, that's God Is, W-E-Z-E, on Facebook and Twitter. Seeing the Word of God and reading it for yourself really helps you to learn who God is. Now, as I read these five passages, what stands out to you? What do you hear God saying repeatedly? I'll tell you what really stands out to me. You be holy, for I am holy. You are to be holy, for I, the Lord, am holy. Holy, holy, holy. These texts are drenched in the holiness of God as applied to you and me. You really see this so clearly when you read these passages, and this is God talking. This is God's word to our hearts. The message resounds here. If I want to be like God, obviously, I need to be holy. And these scriptures are given by God to us to tell it what it means for us to be holy. And what really needs to sink into our minds and hearts, what we have to understand about what holy God is saying throughout the book of Leviticus, is this. Holiness requires being separate. After all, that is the definition for holy I gave you. Do you remember it? Some of you actually do. You have that kind of memory, or you wrote it down. Others of you say, I can't even remember what I had for lunch today. I hear you. So let me repeat it. Quoting the theologian R.C. Sproul, I said, quote, the primary meaning of holy is to separate. It comes from an ancient word that means to cut or to separate. To translate the basic meaning into contemporary language would be to use the phrase a cut apart. Perhaps even more accurate would be the phrase a cut above something, unquote. So right there, the very meaning of the word holy is separate. So it follows that to be holy means to be separate. Yes, but logically we then want to know, separate from what? Let's say I'm a bad storyteller and I sit down to dinner with you after a trip to, let's say, China. I'm describing a great big crowd of people I was in, and I start by telling you about how I was in this crowd, and there was a bit of a frenzy, and I say that I got separated. And I go on and then say, my voice rising in worry, and I wondered if I was going to be able to get back there. And you might well stop me, interrupt, and ask, separated from what? Oh, I say, separated from the restaurant where I had my business meeting. Ah, then I make more sense, and you can better follow the story. So let's ask this same question of the Bible. To be made holy means that we are separate. Question, separate from what? Answer, sin. We see this in the context of the verses I read from Leviticus. Leviticus chapter 11 is all about avoiding, not eating, unclean animals. To eat them is to defile yourself and therefore to not be holy. Leviticus chapter 19 is about idolatry. Do not worship false gods, small g. Only worship the living God, Yahweh. To worship other gods is to defile yourself and therefore to not be holy. And Leviticus chapter 20 is about the matter of human sacrifice and other immoralities. The pagan nations and peoples around the Jews were sacrificing their children to the god, small g, Molech. But the one true God forbids his people from doing the same. He says, do not follow their customs. Be different. Be holy. To sacrifice your children to Molech and to participate in these other immoralities is to defile yourself, and therefore to not be holy. These are all examples of sin. Sin makes us unclean. Sin turns us into idolaters. Sin puts us right among the pagan peoples all around us. We are no different. When we sin and develop a lifestyle of sin, and do not repent and turn from our sin, when we have no sorrow for sin, then we end up living just like the people around us who are not following Christ and have no desire to be like God. But to be holy means that we are separate from sin. And of course, thinking logically with me, this prompts the question, how do I separate myself from sin? Good question. That's a tremendous question. And I will answer. If you stick with me, I'll do more than answer it. I'll answer it in depth. But for now, I want to move forward. And there's a second question we must ask of the biblical text. To be holy is to be separate, but separate to whom? We now know that we are to be separate from sin, but who are we separate to? Answer, God. Earlier, I read Leviticus chapter 20 and verse 26. This one verse answers the second question for us. This is Leviticus chapter 20 and verse 26. Thus you are to be holy to me, for I, the Lord, am holy, and I have set you apart from the peoples to be mine. I love this verse. Listen to how God draws the Israelite people to him. Listen to how God draws us to him today. I'll break down the verse as follows. Thus you are to be holy to me. There is the command again. Be holy. Be separate. For I, the Lord, am holy. Why be holy? Why be separate? Because I, the Lord, am holy. As we read elsewhere, and we'll read again, be holy, for I am holy. Okay, God. And now really listen to part 3 of Leviticus chapter 20, verse 26. I have set you apart from the peoples. That's separateness, to be mine. We are separated to God. God says, to be mine. We are not just separated from something, sin, but we are also separated to someone, God. Do you hear it? Do you see it? Do you believe it? In my experience, I find a lot of Christians miss this. We think holiness means being separate from sin, the world, people who are not believers in Christ, and especially from any activity that lends itself to the impression we are not being holy. But listen to me. We are not just separate from sin. We are separated from sin to God. We are His. Remember what God said, to be mine. Isn't that good? God, the very God of the universe, looks upon us and says, be mine. I do not want to be at all irreverent, ever. but I don't think this will be. When I was a kid in school, every Valentine's Day, we used to have loads of candy around the classrooms, and some company produced what I think they called sweethearts. I believe they're still around. Anyway, each heart had lettering on it, which was a message to the child who received it. There would be a whole plastic container or jar of these, different colors and different messages. So one would be, love you, another one, cool. But the best one, the one you absolutely wanted the cute girl in class to give you, said, be mine. And oh boy, if you received that heart on Valentine's Day, then you felt all warm and fuzzy and in love. Well, that's a silly analogy, but in some very small way, it reflects how God feels about his people. We belong to him. We are his. We're his possession. You see, we are not only separate from sin, but we are separated to God. Our separateness has a purpose. Our holiness has a purpose. Holy to the Lord, be mine. When God makes us holy, then, and only then, we can be in his presence. I trust you see this in the Leviticus texts. Now, someone listening to me might respond, this is all Old Testament stuff. I mean, Exodus and now Leviticus? You've got us way back in the details of Old Testament law. We're New Testament people, Mark. Does Jesus speak about this? What does the rest of the Bible say? I'm glad you protest and ask good questions. When you come back tomorrow, I'm taking us into the New Testament, and we'll find out whether or not this matter of holiness is as important to God there as it clearly was in Exodus and Leviticus. So come along again tomorrow and join me for more of God Is.